Welcome to Holy Tuesday and for evening prayer. We light a candle to mark the presence of Christ, the light of the world. As we pray, O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Let your ways be known upon earth, your saving power among the nations. Blessed are you, Lord God of our salvation. To you be glory and praise forever. As we behold your Son enthroned on the cross, stir up in us the fire of your love, that we may be cleansed from all our sins and walk with you in newness of life, singing the praise of him who died for us and our salvation. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Glory be to Jesus, who poured for me the lifeblood. Blessed be his compassion, infinitely kind. Blessed through endless ages be the precious stream, from which endless torments did the world redeem. This evening may be holy, good, and peaceful. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise now and forever. Amen. Our first reading comes from the Song of Solomon, chapter 8, starting at verse 6. Set me as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon your arm, for love is strong as death, passion fierce as the grave. Its flashes are flashes of fire, a raging flame. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can floods drown it. If one offered for love all the wealth of one's house, it would be utterly scorned. We pray, we adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. By your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Christ committed no sin, no guile was found on his lips. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By your holy cross you have redeemed the world, and by his wounds you have been healed. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. By your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Our second reading comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22, starting at the 23rd verse. The same day some Sadducees came to him, saying, "There is no resurrection," and they asked him a question, saying, "Teacher, Moses said, if a man dies childless, his brother shall marry the widow and raise up children for his brother. Now there were seven brothers among us. The first married and died childless, leaving the widow to his brother. The second did the same, also the third, down to the seventh. Last of all, the woman herself died. In the resurrection, then, whose wife of the seven will she be? For all of them had married her." Jesus answered them, "You are wrong, because you know neither the scriptures nor the power of God. For in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. And as for the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what was said to you by God? I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is God not of the dead, but of the living." And when the crowd heard it, they were astounded at his teaching. The first reading from Solomon is often used at funerals to remind us that love pierces well beyond the grave, but it's also read at marriages as well, to show how you are bound in love as husband and wife. And so it seems that the Sadducees of Jesus' time, these were the priests of the religious order who actually believed that there was no resurrection of the body. And so they came with a conundrum to Jesus, for in the book of Deuteronomy in chapter 25, it clearly states that a brother who dies and the other brother who's not married should take up the wife and continue his lineage and bear children. And so in this unfeasible act, all seven die. So who would be married to her? And I just like the way that Jesus just changes things just like that by saying, when we're in the resurrection, we transform, we change. We are not what we are. We will be different. In fact, we'll become like angels in heaven. And to convince us that is the message that God gave to Moses from the burning bush. He didn't say, "I was the God of Abraham." He says, "I am the God of Abraham." In other words, Abraham still lives with God in his kingdom, as do all who believe that Jesus is the life and the way. Amen. Let us pray. With faith and love and in union with Christ, let us offer our prayer before the throne of grace. Have mercy on your people for whom your Son laid down his life. Bring healing and wholeness to people and nations, and have pity on those torn apart by division. In this, the holiest of weeks, help us to focus upon your passion, to pick up our own crosses and to follow you. By denying ourselves, we help those along the way, in particular those stricken by this coronavirus. We pray for strength and courage for all who administer medicines to the body and mind, and for their supporting colleagues. We pray for endurance for logistics to allow the flow of necessary goods across the breadth and depth of our nations. We pray for all to take up the call in assisting neighbours and strangers. May the church be an inspiration and light for so many, and strengthen all who are persecuted for your name's sake and deliver them from evil. Look in mercy upon all who suffer and hear those who cry out in pain and desolation. Bring comfort to the dying and gladden their hearts with a vision of your glory. Give rest to the departed and bring them with your saints to glory everlasting. Let us commend the world for which Christ died to the mercy and protection of God. Lord, in your mercy, hear these prayers. And so we pray the collect for today. True and humble King, hailed by the crowd as Messiah, grant us the faith to know you and love you, that we may be found beside you on the way of the cross, which is the path of glory. Standing at the foot of the cross, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May Christ, who bore our sins on the cross, set us free to serve him with joy. Amen. Therefore, let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.